The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yitzchak Grossman, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Nedarim Daf Pei Vav, the Gemara is discussing a woman who says, Yikachu Yodei Loseyem, Sugya began on Daf Pei Hei. The woman says that whatever I produce, my Maisa Yedayim, whatever value I produce by my labor shall be Hektish. The Gemara says, how can that work? She's Meshabdin Yodei Labal. Whatever she produces is meshubah to her husband, so she has no right to make such a neder. So the Gemara says, l'chi megarsha, the neder means that when she gets divorced, it should be chal. The Gemara says, hashtami alo megarsha. Right now she's still married. Right now the Baal has a shibud on her ma'asi yadayim. So who says a woman whose ma'asi yadayim are currently meshubah to her husband can make such a neder that will take effect after divorce? So the Gemara in Daf Pei Vav now goes through a series of analogies to try to prove this question one way or another. Can a woman make such a neder that will take effect when she regains control of her ma'asi yadayim after divorce? The Gemara tries four separate analogies. The first one is, Amar Avela, Umayilu Amar Lachaveiro, Sodazu Shani Mocha Lacha. This field, it's currently mine, I'm selling it to you, L'cheshechanem Mimcha, when I buy it back, taktish, I want it to become hektish. Milo Kadja, that works. This too, she's saying, when I get divorced, my ma'asi yadayim should be hektish, that should work too. Maskeflor of Yirmiya, not a good analogy. Midami, Sadezu Shani Mocher Lecha, a field that is currently mine that I'm selling to you, Hashtabiyadehi. Right now it's still mine. So therefore, when I say when I buy a package to be Hekdish, that's fine. It took a trip into your Rishus, but it's mine now and it's mine tomorrow, that's fine. Isha Biyadela Hekdish Masi Adam. The woman right now, they're not her Masi Adam. She's already married. Right now she has no control over her Masi Adam. So that's much worse. Lo Dummy, analogy number two. This field, which is already yours, I've already sold it to you, it's no longer my field. When I buy it back from you, I want it to be hektish. That does not work. So to her, she's saying, the ma'asi yadayim, which I've already given up, which are already yours when I married you, I have no control over them. When I get them back in the event of divorce, I want them to be hektish. That's not going to work. That's also a poor analogy. Mi dami. In the case of a sale, the seller has no connection to that field. The field is gone. The buyer owns it. Not his field anymore. Psika milsayu. He's completely disconnected from the field. Gabeisha mi psika milsa. Even though it's true she has no actual control over her ma'asi yadayim, but she's not totally disconnected from them. They're still her yadayim. They're just meshubah to the baal. So that's better. She has more control. So we try analogy number three. Hello, dummy. Allah Omer lechaveiro. Sada zush mashkanti lecha lechashef denim lecha taktish. This sada, which is still mine, I haven't sold it, but I was mashking it to you. I mortgaged it to you. Lechashef dena. When I redeem it, when I pay off the debt, I want it to be hektish. Milo kacha. That works. So here too, she's saying the same thing. She's saying my ma'asi yadayim, which are currently meshubadim to you, when I get rid of your shibud in the event of divorce, they should be hektish. That should work also. Maskeflor of Sheshib Reid Ravidi, also not a good analogy. Midami, Sadeh Biyadol Iftosa. In the mortgage case, he can always pay off the mortgage and regain control over his field. Isha Biyadol is garish. Isha has no right to divorce her husband. She needs him to divorce her. It's not up to her. Also not a good analogy. So finally, we get to the fourth analogy. Hello, Dami, Hello, Amr Lechaveiro, Sadezu. It's my field. Shemashkanti Lechala Esher Shanim. I've mortgaged it to you for 10 years. And I have no ability to redeem it within 10 years. L'cheshef dana, but after the 10 years expire, and then I redeem it, taktish. Milo kacha. That works, even though the hektish works, even though for 10 years I have no control. I can't, even though I have no control for 10 years, still, when the 10 years expire and I redeem it, the hektish works. So here also, let the hektish work too. Maskevlar Abashi, also not a good analogy. Mi dami hasam kayetz. Isha Miyatzla Kitsusa. The Ran explains, Sada, 10 years will expire, and after that I can redeem it, so there's nothing stopping me from redeeming it. You can't stop me. It's not up to you. All I need to do is run down the clock for 10 years, then make the decision to be Poda, so it's within my control, even if not right away. The Isha has no guarantee of divorce ever. No matter how long she waits, he never has to divorce her. So at the end of the day, all these four analogies fail. The Gemara comes out that the Isha should not be able to Makdish Ma'asi Yadayim. And then the Gemara goes off on Amud Beis into a different part of the Sugya, Hektish Chalik V'Shechem Rav Kiyemi De Shibud, a topic beyond the scope of our talk. Akalpanim, these four Gemaras, these four Dinim, which are all Pashtus Lahalacha, these four variations of Sada, the case where you say Sada Zu that I'm selling you now, I want to be Hektish when I buy it back. Sada Zu that I already sold to you, I want to be Hektish when I buy it back. Sada Shemashkanti, Lechshev Dena. Sada Shemashkanti, Lechshev Shanim, Lechshev Dena. All these four dinim would seem to be Lahalacha. The analogy to Isha is questionable, but these basic dinim the Gemara takes for granted as being correct. Most of them are not actually brought in Shulchan Aruch. Only one of them, Derech Agav and Hilchos Mechira, they're Hektish dinim. The Rama brings them in Erechin. So I'll call upon them, these cases, both the cases of Isha as well as the cases of Sada, are not all that common. They're not in Shulchan Aruch mostly. They're not the sorts of, the Isha case is brought in Maskana, but these cases of Sada are not really brought in Shulchan Aruch. They're not the most common cases that arise. They are, however, relevant to one case heavily discussed by the Poskim and Chosh and Mishpat, which does actually arise not uncommonly in real world circumstances, and that is the following. What's the halacha of a landlord who leases his property? The lease has a fixed duration for a year, let's say. He has no right to break the lease during the year. That's the halacha of schiras. A lease for a fixed time cannot be broken unilaterally by either party. Now, the landlord wants to rent the house out for the following year. He doesn't want to wait till after the first lease expires, obviously, because he doesn't want to have empty house time anytime when the house is empty. So he wants to find a new tenant who'll move in as soon as the old lease is over. He wants to make that arrangement, sign that contract during the term of the first lease. The question is, can he do that? Legally, halachically, will it be binding? Can a landlord enter into a new lease of a property which is currently under a lease for a fixed duration to a different tenant? Related question, can a landlord sell a property that's under a lease? Can he sell the property outright to a buyer? Both these questions are heavily discussed by the Poskim. And as we'll see, one of the main arguments in favor of being able to do this is from this Gemara. Now, these two questions, the first question, can a landlord sell a property currently under lease? That is, there is a very strong consensus that he can. Most, come on, all posts can, maybe all posts can agree that he can. That is not the subject of that much dispute. The second question, can the landlord lease property that's currently under lease? That actually is the subject of major dispute. The machlokas begins in the 16th century. We have a number of gedolei achronim, svardim, who say that you definitely can. For example, the Mabit. Mabit has a basic tshuva. He was asked, is a lease binding if it was entered into while the property was still under lease to a different tenant? Mabit says absolutely. Brief tshuva. He says it is obvious. He says, he says, since somebody, maschilim, I guess a derogatory term, a beginner, someone who's not that well-learned in Talmud, made a mistake, I'm writing something which is obvious, because some elementary beginner made a mistake, but obviously he can, obviously it is permitted to enter into a new lease, even while the property is still under lease to a previous tenant. This is also the position of the Maritzalon. Maritzalon has a tshuva where he actually is not 100% certain about it. He debates the question, but he also says that this works. Maritzalon says in Sapachti Bedinzeh, if he has a house under lease and he wants to lease it to somebody else, and he says Lanias Daiti Mahani, he brings Argamari. He says it's not like the case of Sadazu Lichashek Chena. The Havmina would have been to bring a raya that it doesn't work from the first case in the Gemara, the second case in the Gemara, where you no longer own the property and you want to say when I buy it back it should be hektish. So here too, you currently don't have access to the property, it's under lease. You're saying when the lease terminates, I want a new lease to be chal. So he says it's different. Hasamana Barishu. So klal, in the case of the sud, it's not yours at all. Like the Gemara says, Tikale Milsa. He doesn't bring that Gemara, but he just says here it is yours, just that it's under lease, that's different. Therefore, he's inclined to say that this works, and he has further discussion on the question. This is also the view of Rabbi Yaakov Castro in the Erech Lechem. Erech Lechem says you can do it, both sell it as well as leasing it, even though it's currently under lease. He says this is borer, this is true. And he mentions the cholek, the one major cholek from the same time period is the Marashdam. Rashmuel di Medina, he says the Marashdam is wrong, but the Marashdam is the one great cholek from that time period. Marashdam has two tshuvas on this. In both tshuvas, he says that you cannot lease property to somebody else that is currently under lease. The later Acharonim debate what he would hold about selling property. It's not entirely clear. Some Acharonim seem to say that he held that you can't even sell property. Knesset Gedolah seems to hold this way. You can't even sell property that's under lease. Other Acharonim say no, that of course the Marashtam agrees you can sell property under lease. He just means that you can't lease property under lease. We'll discuss what the Chiluk might be soon. In any event, the Marashtam, though, pretty emphatically in two tshuva says that a landlord whose property is currently locked into a lease cannot enter into a binding lease with a new tenant. There are a few discussions of the Mishnah Melech directly or indirectly on this point. There are actually three separate discussions in the Mishnah Melech, which is not so unusual. As the Chidah tells us, the Mishnah Melech was compiled from various of his writing, different fragments put together by editors, sometimes has multiple discussions of the same point. In one passage, he brings the Meretz Elon, who was not entirely certain about whether a new lease can be entered into. He brings the Meretz Elon's conclusion is that it works. Mabit says that it works. Says the Mishnah Melech, and I think that it's Pashut. Mabit thought so too, but he says, I think that it's Pashut. Lo niten lekasev, it's obvious. And he brings Rayas. What are his Rayas? His first Raya is a Yerushalmi that says that you can sell property under lease, and therefore he assumes you can rent property under lease too. The Rashi says, as we'll discuss soon, that not so simple. Just because you can sell is not the same thing as rent. But the Mishnah Melech takes for granted that selling and renting is the same thing. So if the Yerushalmi says you can sell a property under lease, it follows that you can rent a property under lease too. His other raya is from our Gemara. He actually brings the Gemara in Ksuvus. The Gemara in Ksuvus and Daf Nun Tes has basically the same Shach Vatari as our Gemara, with different words, as the Rishonim point out, Lashon Nedarim Mishuna. The Gemara has different, slightly different wording, but basically the Gemara goes through the same exact steps, making these analogies to the four types between Isha, who is Makdish or Masi Yadayim, to the four cases of a person who tries to sell property which is not his or not totally his. He brings the fourth case of the Gemara, Sadezu Shemashkanti L'chala Eser Shanim, a field that you've mortgaged for 10 years, L'chashev Denim Chatikdash, when I redeem it after the 10 years, I want it to be Hekdash. That works, says the Mishnah Melech, who had in this case property under lease. I'm saying when the lease is over, I want it to be leased to somebody else. That works too. Meretz Elon is right. Mabit is right. Marashtam says otherwise. The Marashtam is Dvarav Tmuin, but he ends by Tzarchin, not absolutely sure. So the Mishnah Melech in this case says that it works. There's another Mishnah Melech where he brings that Shamati, Shachachmei Adar Shalafanai, sages of the previous generation were not sure. If someone tries to re-rent a house under lease, that the new tenant should enter when the first lease expires, and he tries to make a Kenin Chazaka, he tries to do Nal Gadra Parak. One of the ways you can acquire title to property, whether by sale or by lease, is by doing something with the property, maintaining it, fixing it, or something like that. So the Shaila of the Chachmei Adar was that since the Rishon is the current tenant is the one who's currently using it, maybe your demonstration of ownership of fixing it doesn't count because he's the one currently who's using it. And the Acharonim are Medayek, the Piskei Tshuva, the Erech Shai, that it seems that the Mishnah Melech Shaila, the Chachmei Adar Shaila, was only a technical objection to Kenyan Chazaka. He seems to have taken for granted here that some other Kenyan that doesn't have the problem of Chazaka would be fine, even though it's currently under lease. That's consistent with the other Mishnah Melech who takes for granted that Lomitin Likasev, that you're allowed to enter into a new lease while the current lease is still in effect. This is the opinion of many, perhaps most Acharonim, notably the Nesivos HaMishpat, both in Siman Reish Yud Aleph, as well as Siman Shin Yud Beis. The Nesivos HaMishpat emphatically argues that it is possible to enter into a lease while the current lease is still in force. Not only that, he says the second lease will be binding to the extent that neither the landlord nor the new tenant can break the lease. The lease becomes immediately binding, at least if you send Me'achshav. The Pitzchei Tshuva and Shin Tezvav actually brings post-mu debatis whether the lease, that even if we assume that the second lease is valid when entered into while the first lease was in force, is the lease completely binding immediately and no party can back out? Or do we say that until the first lease is over, the second lease, even if it takes effect, is not totally binding and the parties can back out at least until the first lease terminates, maybe even afterward? But the Nesivos says clearly that at least when you said Me'achshav, or when you implied Me'achshav, that the second lease should take effect right away, it's immediately binding, and neither party can back out. And this is the opinion of most Acharonim. One notable holdout is the Erech Shai, Rav Shlomo Yehuda Tabak. both in his Erech Shayim, Choshen Mishpat, as well as in his Chura Shayim, his Chuvus, he has a follow-up. He debated the matter quite heatedly with his frequent sparring partner, the Divrei Gaonim, who challenged him. The Divrei Gaonim defended the more conventional position of the Mishnah Melech and others that a lease entered into while the other lease is still in effect is binding. The Erech Shayim himself argues strongly that it is not, or that the lease is sacred to Dina. In both places he comes out, he doesn't deny that there are many Gedolei Aposkim, Kadmonim, and later Achronim who say that it is binding, but he argues that we can't dismiss the Shita of the Marashtam, we can't, and he brings a number of other Achronim, later Achronim who take the same view, that a lease entered into while the first lease is still in effect is not binding. And one of his key arguments is that the Raya, that the Mishnah Melech and the Nesivos also bring from our Gemara and Adarim, from the Gemara and Ksuvos, that when you say a field that's currently mortgaged for 10 years, and after 10 years I can redeem the mortgage, I can redeem the property, that works. That's only, the Erech Shai says, he makes the chiluk between selling and renting. And he explains briefly, he says, when you sell the field, so the goof of the field, when you want to sell the house or sell the property, sell the field, he says, the goof of the property right now is yours. Someone else, the bank or the loan holder or the tenant, has some kind of lien, some kind of shibud on it. So you sell the goof. His shibud remains, you sell the goof. The mela, when his shibud terminates, whoever owns the goof will then come into the payers. So the Gemara in Nedarim, the Gemara in Ksuvos says that when you're Makdish, or Hektish is the equivalent of selling, when you're Makdish it works because you're selling the goof is yours. The Melo, once the Shibud of the Mashkan, or in our case the Shibud of the first Socher, expires, the person who holds the goof will then come into the Peros, will then become the complete owner both of goof and Peros. Masha Einkein, he says, in the cases of the Achronim where you're not selling the goof, you're just trying to enter into a second lease, what are you doing essentially? You're selling Peros. You don't have the Paris. The Paris currently belong to the current tenant. That is mamash a case of Davar Shlo Bala Olam. That does not work. You don't own the Paris. You can't sell them. There's no raya from the Gemara. Mishnah Melech has no raya. The Nesivos has no raya. And the Erech Shai strongly defends, adamantly defends his position that that is a Sveika Dedina. This basic distinction he makes between selling and renting appears on a deeper level in an Avne Miluim. The Avne Miluim is referring to a third Mishnah Melech. The third Mishnah Melech is not directly discussing the question of entering into a lease while the property is currently under lease to someone else. He's discussing an abstract question in the laws of Davar Shlo Bala Olam. The law of Davar Shlo Bala Olam is that I cannot sell something that I do not own, whether it doesn't exist yet, or even if it does exist, if it's not mine, like the cases in the Gemara, if I try to sell something which is not yet mine, which is outright, completely not yet mine, I can't do that. That's Davar Shlo Bala Olam, sometimes called Davar Shein Ibur Shuso. We often call it Davar Shlo Bala Olam. So the Mishnah Melech says, I have a Yesodis Dika Chakira. Maybe that means that I can't sell something which requires a Maisa, requires some action to make it mine. But if it's automatically going to become mine without any action on my part, it's only Mechusar's man, I need to wait for some time to elapse, but no Maisa is required. Maybe Mechusar's man is not like Mechusar Maisa. Maybe Mechusar's man does not suffer the problem of Davar Shlo Bala Olam. The primary case he's discussing is a katan or a katana, a minor who enters into a kedushin arrangement. A katan cannot have kedushin. So he says, when I'm grown up, I want the kedushin to be chal. So he doesn't have to do any Maisa to grow up. Growing up is automatic. Time has to pass. That's it. So the question is that a problem of Davar Shlo Bala Olam? That right now he's a katan? And since he can't do it now, later it's called Lo Bala Olam. Or do we say, no, it's only Mechusar's man, not Mechusar Maisa, and that's not called Davar Shlo Bala Olam. Mishnah Melech, this one is about 10 times as long as the other ones. He has a characteristically lengthy analysis of Pilpulim from all over Shas, of whether Mechusar Maisa is like Mechusar's man, or not, whether Mechusar's man is as bad as Mechusar Maisa or not. Brings riots back and forth. He begins and ends by saying that it's Machlokas, Rashi, and Tosis. One of the riots he brings in favor is back to our Gemara. He says, the Gemara says, Sada Zu, that I can't do anything with for 10 years. It's mortgaged for 10 years. But after 10 years, I have the right to redeem it. Even that case, the Gemara says, is not a problem of Davar Shlo Bala Olam. The Hektish is also subject to the rules of Lo Bala Olam. But this is not a problem here because since the field will come to me after 10 years without me doing anything, I'll be able to be pogged it. Kolshkin here, I don't need a pidyon. Kolshkin in a case where it's Mechusar nothing but Zman, he brings a raya from this Gemara that Mechusar's man is not like Mechusar Maisa, and many of the Achronim link this Mishlam Alef, and the Sivas makes this point. That's why the Schirus, when I want to enter into a new lease to take effect after the old lease, that's why it works, because Mechusar Zman, Lav to Mechusar Maisa, since the first lease will terminate by itself when the Zman is over. Again, same Raya from the Gemara, that if something is only missing Zman, even if I can't do it right now, but if nothing has to change, just time has to elapse, that is only Mechusar Zman. It's not called Lo Bala Olam. This is a Chakira that has implications all across Choshen Mishpat, not just in Schirus. But that's the position of the Nesivus and the Mishlam Melech. Now, the Miluim is not discussing our case specifically of Schirus. He's just challenging this Mishlam Melech on his own terms. He says the Mishlam Melech has fundamentally misunderstood the Gemara. When the Gemara says that the case of Eser Shanim is not a problem because it reverts to me after Eser Shanim, the Gemara does not mean that Mechusar Zman laughed Mechusar Maisa. If that would be the case, he says, that would mean that I'm trying to make the Hektish Chal after the 10 years. The problem is normally that's called Dover Shlo Bala Olam. I can't make a Kenyan Chal later if it doesn't work, if it's not in my control now. Good, Mechusar Zman, Lav Mechusar Maisa. So if I said I want it to be cut Hektish when it reverts to my possession, that would be a Shalom Mechusar Zman, and that would be the Mishnah Melech would be right. That's not what's happening in the Gemara, he said. That's not at all what the Gemara means. He brings the Ran. The Ran says that when the Gemara says that here Isha is Mias Lakitusa, the Ran says, Gabe Sad de Ika Kitusa Lefdos and Adel Acher Eser Shanim. There it is automatic, he says. Isha left Lakitusa. Isha, maybe she won't get divorced. But the Ran says explicitly that the Hektish in this Gemara is working Me'achsha. The Ran says that the Hektish in question is being Chal Me'achshav. You're not being Makdish Acher Eser Shanim. You're being Makdish now. Says the Avnei Miluim, something else entirely is going on. If it's an issue of Dover Shlo Bala Olam, Dover Shlo Bala Olam, you can never make a Kinyan or a Hektish on Dover Shlo Bala Olam to be Chal now. Now it's Lo Bala Olam. That's a contradiction in terms. He says Lo Bala Olam always means that the Kinyan or the Hektish is Chal later. The fact that it's not mine now is not a problem if you meet the heterim in Lo Bala Olam, if it's Mechusar Zman, which is not Mechusar Maisa. He says, since the Sugya indicates that the Hektish here is being Chal now, basically he says the Pshat is like the Erech Shai. The Pshat is, someone has a Shibud, that Shibud may have the power to block me from making a Hektish now. Says the Gemara, no. Since it is Islek Yitzusa, since all it is I'm waiting for time to elapse and it's Biyadi to fix after that time, that's called the Shibud doesn't affect my ability to Makdish now, but the Hektish is Chal now, not later. It has nothing to do with Lo Bala Olam. The Hektish is Chal right now, and of course, as soon as the Shibud goes away, then the Hektish remains. Or the Hektish maybe is Nafkiyami de Shibud, maybe certainly the Maskana, maybe even the Havamina. But I'll call upon him, there's nothing to do with Lo Bala Olam. Like the Erech Shai says, here we're dealing with a Hektish that's Chal now, not later. But if you would assume that the Hektish can't be Chal now, if you're not doing anything now, if you can't do what you're doing now, if you're just doing, he doesn't discuss the case of the lease or the Peiros, but in a case where what you're doing cannot work now, then the mere fact that it's Mechusar Maisa is not going to accomplish anything. And this is roughly analogous to the position of the Erech Shai. If you want to be Mocher, that can be Chal right now. And the Mela, he'll get to use the Peiros when the first lease is over. He'll be able to use the house when the first lease is over. But if you're not being Mocher, You're merely entering into a new lease, and you certainly, almost all Akronim assume, you certainly can't enter into a new lease right now. Right now it's leased to somebody else. That's the Vada Lo Bala Olam, and there's no Svara of Mechusar Zman, Lavka Mechusar Maisa, that would dovetail nicely with the Erech Shai. One last sheet that we should mention is the Beis Shlomo. The Beis Shlomo also makes a very similar point to the Avnei Miluim in rejecting the Nesivus. The Beis Shlomo says the Nesivus doesn't make any sense. He says, the Nesivus, on the one hand, cites the Mishnah Melech, the Mechusar Zman, Lavka Mechusar Maisa, and that's why you can enter into a new lease right now. It's not called Dover Shlo Bala Olam because Mechusar Zman, Lavka Mechusar Maisa. Yet, in the same breath, the Nesivus says that it works when you say Me'achshav, and it's binding now, as we mentioned earlier, and nobody can be Chazer, could you say Me'achshav? The Beis Shlomo says that's a complete oxymoron, insofar as you're treating it as Lo Bala Olam, but you're just saying that it's Mechusar Zman is not a problem. That means it's not Chal till later. Yet, how can he say it's Chal now? That makes no sense at all. So he actually says, like the Erech Shai, he says, Mechusar Zman is K'mechusar Maisa. Mishlam Elch himself, he says, admits that it's Mechlok Svishonim. And he says, we have no right to conclude that Mechusar Zman is not K'mechusar Maisa. So in terms of the, insofar as we would accept the framework of all the earlier Akronim, that basically it's a shayla of lo balaolam, putting aside the Nesivus' strange statement that the Tzal Me'achshavi says, insofar as it's working as lo balaolam, just that you want to say we have a dispensation of Mechusar's man, lavke Mechusar Maisi, he says, that would not work, because that's a shayla. We have to be machmer, misafik, we would say Mechusar's man is Mechusar Maisa, like Derek Shai says, it's fake adina. However, Im Kalzeh, he says in Mabit, in the early Akronim who said that the lease is chal, they're right. The Rashai is not right, they're right, that the Schirus is chal, not because we're treating it as lo bala olam and we're saying it's chal later because Mechusar's man, lavke Mechusar Maisa. He has an entirely new lamzus. He says that every Schirus, why isn't every Schirus lo bala olam? Why isn't every Schirus the Dover Shein of Rishus? So I'm selling you Peiros. I'm selling you Dira. The Dira doesn't exist yet. Let's say I say the Schirus starts tomorrow. So those Peiros don't exist yet. Why isn't every Schirus lo bala olam? The Teretz is, I'm selling you Gufla Peiros. I'm selling you, it's my house. I'm selling you a schus in my house that you can live there. That's what schirus is. Schirus is a shibud or a schus in the house to live there. Says the Beis Shlomo, I have that today too. The same way today I have the Peiros of today, I have the Peiros of tomorrow, I have the Peiros of next year. Right now, my bialus of the house gives me the Peiros of today, the Peiros of tomorrow, the Peiros until eternity. So just because the house for the next year is under lease, that means some of the Peiros are not mine. Well, the Peiros are mine. The Peiros of next year are mine. So these Peiros are currently not mine. Tomorrow's Peiros are mine. That's not Lo Bala Olam at all. So it is Chal now. Right now I'm selling you tomorrow's Peiros. It has nothing to do with Lo Bala Olam. It has nothing to do with Mechusar's Man. In other words, the same way the Erech Shai says that even though tomorrow's Peiros are Dover Shel Bala Olam, Misafik, Mechusar's Man, Misafik is Kemechusar Maisa, and it doesn't work. But the same way the Erech Shai agrees I can sell the house Legamri because the Guf is mine, so the Beis Shlomo says, who had been Peiros, I can sell the Peiros too. Schirus is selling the Peiros. Those Peiros of tomorrow are mine. They're not lo bala olam. It's not the same Peiros which right now are not mine. I have right now, I have control of all the Peiros, at least this is what I think the Beis Shlomo means. I have access to all the Peiros this bias will produce forever. And even though the Peiros for the next 100 days, or whatever the time period is, are meshubad, are not mine, are somebody else's, but the Peiros after that are mine. It's not lo bala olam, it's chal today. So ultimately, the Beis Shlomo says that you can enter into a binding lease, and you can't be chazir like the Nesivus today, even though it's currently under lease, not because of the lumdus of the Nesivus that it's lo bala olam, but it's mechusar's man, rather because it's a kinyan that's chal right now, it's not a shal of lo bala olam at all. So to summarize, we have a number of different shitas. We have one possible shita that says, while the house is under lease, you can neither sell nor rent. Maybe that's the Marashtam, but that seems to be difficult because it contradicts numerous sources that pretty clearly say you shall me, other sources that you pretty clearly say that you could sell a house under lease. There is an alternate position that you can sell a house under lease, but you cannot rent a house under lease. That's the way other Akronim understand the Marashtam. That's the position championed by the Erech Shai. He argues that Mechusar's man is a Safek or a Machlokas, whether it's Mechusar Maisa, so it's a Shaila of Dover Shlo Bala Olam. Selling the house is definitely fine, but renting the house is not so fine, and it is a Sveka Dedina. You have the position of the Nesivas and the Devar Gaonim and many other Akronim brought by the Pesachei Tshuva and the early Sephardic Akronim who all assume that you can enter into a binding lease even while the house is still currently leased to somebody else. Within the Shita, there is some confusion in the Pesachei Tshuva. Some Achronim say you can enter into a lease, but both parties can still be chozer at least until the first lease expires. There's a question whether you need a Sim Me'achshav or not. Some folks can say you need a Sim Me'achshav. Some folks can say you don't need a Sim Me'achshav. It depends what kind of kinyan you make. But in principle, at least, it is possible to enter into a lease even though the house is still under lease to the first guy. And then there is the Shita of the Beis Shlomo, who also says that you can do such a thing not because it's lo bala olam with a dispensation of Mechusar's man, but because you have those Peiros right now, and there's nothing stopping you from entering into a lease on tomorrow's Peiros the same way you entered into a lease today for today's Peiros.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.